Thank you, Dan.
Welcome.
Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm sorry I missed your calls.
That's okay. I think I was trying to call you yesterday, and I think you were probably busy, too. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. Let's go ahead and get you set up. That's good news. I'm excited for you.
I am, too. I'm hoping this is really going to be what I need, because
everything
else has been a little slow.
I know. Well, you know, it can be hard to get new business in. I mean, I went through the same thing. It's just, man, you bang your head against a wall until you find something that clicks. And this is definitely clicking for people. So I'll need to gather some info from you. So I'm going to start with, do I have your first name spelled right? Is it C-O-L-L-I-N or C-O-L-I-N?
Two L's.
I had it wrong. Good thing I checked. And then what's your last name, Colin?
Bell, B as in boy, E, double L.
All right. And what's your email address?
It is my first, well, you can actually do Honest Overhead, I think it's Honest Overhead 1.
Okay.
Let me check on that just to make sure.
I know I've got so many email addresses kicking around every once in a while. I'll just go, wait a minute, did I have a zero in that one or not? Because I'll have...
Yeah. So it's honestoverhead1@gmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then 469-901-6448. Is that also your business line?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Perfect.
And I always call and change the business phone because I'm thinking about buying an actual phone, add a line to mine to strictly have a different number. So the calls I know are strictly for garage doors.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm going to save you some trouble and some money. We've got an app. It's actually, so it's an optional item, but it's already included in the pricing. It's just not everybody can make use of it. So it's an app that we rolled out, oh gosh, it's probably been 2-3 months now, I guess. I keep thinking like it's yesterday. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And the app itself has a phone number that's local to you. It works on a voiceover IP. So it'll have a phone number that's local to you. And then you can actually use that number as your business line. You would just send and receive business calls through the app rather than through your own cell phone number. But it still operates on your cell signal. Does that make sense so far?
Right. So the calls will still come in like regular calls to my phone. And I have so many spam calls that half the time, if I don't know the number, I don't answer. And that could really affect my customers. Customers, not make them. So...
Yep, exactly. So, and then they just go through the app. And then, so the other, well, a couple cool things about it. As you expand and add more people on, we can add additional lines to your account. And the additional lines don't cost you anything either. But let's say you hired Joe Dirt's employee and you want him to have an extension on the system. He can have that Splash app on his phone. Also, if you had your clients call him on that number, then they wouldn't have his personal cell phone. And let's say later on down the road you need to fire Joe, he didn't work out, all you have to do is let us know right away, and we can take him off of your phone account, and you're done with him. He doesn't have access to your clients anymore at that point.
It sounds kind of interesting, but what I'm more concerned about is, like I said, if those calls are still coming through my line, it's going to be no different than the calls coming directly to my phone number that I have right now. So it wouldn't matter if I move to a different number. I'd rather have a separate phone, so when that phone actually rings, I know that's the garage door customer rather than just a spam call coming to my actual personal line.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. Although, you know, eventually the spammers are going to find that phone number too.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about majority of the people that call me are people trying to set up something or Thumbtack or Angie's or you guys, and it's, I'm answering them all because I don't know if it's a customer calling me through Thumbtack or not, and I, most of the time it's not. So
sure,
if I got a separate phone and set that up, then every time it rang, I wouldn't have to worry about, okay, that's, every time it rings, I know, okay, pick that up. My phone now rings,
gotcha.
I'm like, ah, I don't think that's a customer, you know, like.
I gotcha. Oh, I see. Okay, no worries. We'll skip the Splash app then. And if you ever do change your mind and want to explore it, just let us know. It's super easy to add you on. So no worries there. And then,
okay.
Colin, I don't need your digits just yet, but on the card that you're using, does your middle initial appear?
No, it does not.
Okay, so just first and last.
Yes, ma'am.
And perfect. And I'm going to send you a couple of emails too. The first one is strictly informational. It's on our dashboard and analytics. So I don't remember if I went over it with you or not, but you'll have an area on our system where you can log in anytime and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where searches were performed from. And then they'll get you those login credentials when we do your onboarding call. So that's the first one. And then the second email.
And the click and calls are not, those are not additional charges, right? That's all included in the $199 a month?
Correct. Those are included. Yep. No additional charge. All right. And then are you still at 1405 Oak Hill Circle in Louisville?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Let me update that quick. And then did those emails make it to you, Colin?
Let me check. Yes, I got two of them.
Awesome. I love it when they make it there. Okay. So let's go ahead and list out your services. So I'm going to say garage doors is the category, but... we're going to say garage door install, I would assume.
It's going to be garage door repair and opener install. Because I don't do full installs unless I necessarily have to with the customer on site, or and I don't do commercial either.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So garage door repair, garage door opener install. Perfect. And so... one of the things I'm doing here as we go is I'm grabbing information and links that your technician's going to need when you do your onboarding call. That'll make that call go smoother and quicker for you. And while we're talking about it, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to schedule them at your earliest convenience. So if you had anything this afternoon, we could do this afternoon, or we could do tomorrow. Let me see what we've got. Today, it looks like we've got 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, nope, sorry, not a 3, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock today, if any of those would work.
Probably 1 o'clock.
Okay, 1 o'clock it is. Grab that appointment for you, and then I'll send you another email as soon as I get that appointment built. Okay. And then kick my system so that it updates for me. That's always helpful, too. There we go. And then I'll add you to that appointment. Okay, so I've got another email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE.
Okay.
And it'll be a calendar invite.
Yeah, I just got it.
perfect. If you could open that up and hit the yes button, that would be great.
Okay.
And while you do that, I'm going to... Oh, perfect. Make sure it's updated over. Let me look. No, not yet. That's strange.
So I'm hitting yes, but it's not actually confirming it on the calendar.
Not doing its thing. Well, that's odd. Let me see what it's up to over here.
Yeah, it's showing I'm clicking the button yes, but it's not actually doing anything.
And there, I got it that time. So whatever you did was, that was the magic.
All right.
I appreciate you making multiple attempts.
Yeah.
And then, Colin, refresh my memory. Did you have a Facebook business page already?
No, I don't.
Okay. And we are building a website. And then I'm going to send you a couple of texts, too, just because it's a little quicker and easier. The first one is information on how the call tracking works. So we'll actually install a tool on your website that will let you, when you go into your dashboard, be able to see all those clicks and calls that are coming through. It's a little bit more about how that works.
Okay.
And then you've got my phone number in your phone already. I'm going to send you customer service contact info so you can put them in your phone too. That's where you'll actually reach your technician. Yeah. I'm also filling in some blanks and little checkoff items and on my side here too.
Okay.
And apparently I'm typing challenged today. And then, Colin, for us to contact you, which do you prefer, phone, text, or email?
Text, because, like I said, the numbers are always different, so I don't know if I'll answer it or not.
You got it. And then what would you like to show as your hours of operation?
9 to 5.
You got it. Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then did you want us to add any payment integration to your website? It doesn't cost anything extra for us to do it, but it would be like if you were using Venmo or Cash App or PayPal, we can put those on your website so you can send people there to pay you.
Yeah, you can do Cash App and Zelle if you guys do Zelle.
That might just be one of them. And I'm going to note this. So Cash App... Zelle probably is. If I remember right, there are about 6 or 8 of them that we support.
Okay.
So, perfect. All right. So let me see if I've got all this right. Okay. So I want to set up a security question and answer with you too. So this is going to go in your file. If you ever wonder, well, I would do it even if, I would use it even if we called and said we're from Local Splash, but especially if there's ever any question or any doubt in your mind, ask the security question of whoever is calling you. If they can't answer it, it's not us. And the reason we're doing this now is because there are so many fakes out there. And I just had a gentleman a couple of days ago, it worked like a charm. Whoever it was called and told him that, he needed to buy this or that for his website. So he asked the security question and they hung up. Obviously they don't have a security answer, so they weren't going to get through. But that told him that it wasn't us calling. So, sometimes it's kind of vague. I mean, it's hard to tell right away who's on the other end of the line. And if somebody, so we don't ever come back asking you for more money. So if you get a call like that, it's probably not us. So that would be a great time to throw out that question. So
yeah,
the option
I spoke to that called you, I didn't even, to be honest, I didn't trust him. If they've got a different accent from somewhere else, I really don't trust them just because I don't know. So I'd rather just do it
right
anyway when it comes to taking the pain.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So we've got three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you prefer?
My mother's maiden name.
All right, and I'm ready.
It is Sallings, S-A-L-L-I-N-G-S.
S-A-L-L-I-N-G-S.
Yep.
I have to, it blanks it out the second I put it in there.
It wipes it out.
Yep, it does. I can't even see it. Somebody else has to have access.
Okay. Do you need a different one? A different
oh, no, no. No, it's good. That means, so it enters it into our system like you were entering a password where it blanks
okay.
it out. Yep. So
yeah.
Even now I can't see it. Okay, perfect. So let me set up your subscription and get your discounts on there. Since I sat on this, I was actually able to quietly hold it open so I could still apply your discounts. Very happy about that. There we go. Oh, by the way, Colin, I should have mentioned, one of the two emails I originally sent you, it's for your records, and that was the exact price and package that I quoted you and that you're getting, just so you've got that on file for your own records.
It just shows that I'm doing the $199 a month?
Correct.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, and then does your company name appear on the credit card that you're using, Colin?
No, do you need a business account to set it up?
Nope, I sure don't. Sure don't. And then I would assume your credit card billing, what's that?
Oh, I'm still working on getting the LLC set up. They want like $300, so I've just got to make sure I've got everything in my ducks in a row, and once I get that money, I'll have the LLC too. I just don't have it at the moment.
Wow, that's steep. $300 for that.
Yeah, I think they just have money in it, but that's fine with me.
Oh.
I'd rather have the LLC with everything that's going on, so everything that I make actually is tracked and goes into directly the business account instead of me having to budget it on my personal account. But I'll get there.
Definitely. Well, and it makes it easier at tax time too, I would think.
Yeah.
And then I would assume your credit card billing still goes to 1405 Oak Hill Circle.
Yes, it does.
All right. And then the other thing I'm going to do here, I just made a note. I assume that's a home address.
It is a home address.
Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do for Google Business Profile is tell them to not publish your actual street address. So you'll still show up as Louisville, but they won't be able to drive right to your house. Most people don't want the rest of the internet knowing where you're at, and neither does Google. So easy.
I'll get a
job
eventually. I'll have a business address as well. I just don't.
Oh, are you there, Colin? If you're still there, I can't hear you. It sounds like you might have hit the mute button by mistake. Oh, there.
Yeah.
You're back.
Yeah, you got connected to my truck. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. Mine does that all the time, too. It drives me crazy. Actually, that's usually when the call drops.
I was
okay,
hoping it didn't. Can I reach for my phone real quick?
No worries. Well, the other thing that happens, because mine automatically connects to my truck, if my husband takes my truck somewhere, when he starts it up in the driveway, all of a sudden my music will start playing. And it stops on my phone.
Yeah.
So, all right. Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover, Colin?
It is a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
It is 4430-4500.
Got it.
7009-8016.
All right. And expiration, please.
It is 02 of 25.
And the security code?
230.
Let me update that, and then we'll send that through. And then there's going to be a couple more emails on the way to you in just a minute.
Okay.
You won't lack for information, that's for sure.
That's good.
Right, and there should be two emails on the way to you. The first, well, the one we need is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And I'll just kind of walk you through that one. It's a written version of what I'm going to read to you. So we'll just kind of speed race through it.
Okay.
Let me know when that one makes it.
The Local Splash and then the initial invoice or the Local Splash?
Initial invoice.
Okay, you want me to open it?
Yes, please. And then about four sentences in, it should say click here to accept.
Yep. All right.
Perfect. And then that'll open a new page. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it should have a little checkbox, and it'll ask you to type your name with capital letters where they belong.
Okay, and then I did. Yeah, I signed it and hit submit. Now it's asking for username and password.
Perfect. You got to the right place. So that's actually going to be the login for your dashboard, and they'll get you the login credentials there this afternoon on your onboarding call. So I'll do the voice verification. We're just about done. I can let you back to your day. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Honest Overhead Door Company.
And are you, please state your name and title within the business.
I'm Colin Bell, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Am I agreeing to, what is that? Sorry?
Are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business? In other words, can you hire us?
Is that a yes question or yes answer?
Yes. It's a yes, if you don't mind. Okay.
Yes.
And then, are you the only authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. And really, all that means, if you add on like other social medias or anything, I know a lot of people are using TikTok apparently for business now. I haven't gotten there myself, but just let us know so we can make sure everything still ties in with the programming.
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 13th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Moving forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 13th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. You are all set, Colin. Congratulations.
Thank you. So you said it's going to take 30 to 45 days, and I can still download the Local Splash app, and can I use that to show any calls or anything that's being, at, like, for instance, kind of like check in to see if I've got any work?
Yep, absolutely. In fact, when you do get new calls, at least in the beginning, you'll get an automated email, too, saying you have new calls or you have new leads. So it'll notify you that way, too. It's pretty cool how the system works. Yeah. And then, Colin, do you know anyone else who doesn't do what you do that could benefit from a service like ours?
Yeah. My brother-in-law has his own welding company and fabrication, and he's just using thumbtacks. So I'll talk to him today when I'm with him and see if I can use you guys too, because Google will help him out a lot more, and he won't have to pay for the actual lead, so it'll be cheaper for him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to have a conversation with him. Definitely have him give me a call. I'd appreciate that.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Colin. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. I look forward to speaking with you guys. Are you guys going to text me around 1 or call me?
You'll get a text reminder and an email reminder.
Okay. Is the text or email going to have the number that's calling?
Yep. And then they'll call you. So it'll actually come from our 877 number. And
okay.
They'll call you. Perfect. All right. You have a good day, Colin. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Bye-bye.